We come now to case number 2, which deals with a cardiopulmonary emergency. The following simulation is a single encounter. The first voice you hear is that of the examiner. In this case, I want you to notice the timeliness with which the candidate initiates appropriate therapy. Now, let's listen.
Mr. Charles Payne is a 58-year-old white male who says he doesn't feel well and would like to see a doctor. His blood pressure is 110 over 70, pulse 60 and irregular, respiration 16. You may begin managing the case.
As I walk up to Mr. Payne, what do I notice about his general appearance?
He is a well-developed, well-nourished, middle-aged male who appears somewhat apprehensive.
And his skin?
He is pale, and his skin feels cool and moist.
Start an IV on this patient, normal saline TKO. Put him on O2, pulse oximeter, and a monitor. I'd like to see a rhythm strip.
What size IV catheter do you want, and where do you want it inserted? Also, how much oxygen do you want this patient to have?
Does he have emphysema or an increased AP chest diameter?
No.
Put him on 6 liters O2 per nasal cannula and start the IV with an 18-gauge needle in a forearm vein.
Here's your monitor strip.
There's a gradually lengthening PR interval with dropped beats, I think.
The nurse tells you that the patient's blood pressure is now 100 over 60 and his pulse is 40.
What do I see on the monitor?
A slow rate with isolated P waves, not followed by a QRS complex.
Is the patient conscious?
Yes, but he's very lethargic.
Give him atropine, 0.5 milligrams IV push.
No response.
Repeat the dose.
Still no response.
Let's set up for transcutaneous pacing and...
The patient is now unresponsive. There's no pulse. Here's a monitor strip.
He's in V-fib. Do I have a monophasic or biphasic defibrillator available?
Monophasic.
Then I will attempt defibrillation with 360 joules.
No change.
Then start CPR while I intubate the patient.
CPR is in progress and the patient is intubated.
Give him 1 milligram epinephrine IV, and then I'll attempt defibrillation again. Again at 360.
This is his rhythm.
He's in VTAC. Is there a pulse?
No.
Since he doesn't have a pulse, defibrillate him again. Set the electrical energy at 200 joules.
He now has this rhythm.
This is complete AV block. Does he have a pulse?
It's about 30.
And his blood pressure?
60 over 0.
Let's try a transcutaneous pacemaker. And set up for transvenous pacing.
The transcutaneous pacemaker is functioning, but the respiratory tech tells you the patient's color is not good, and he's having trouble ventilating him. There is a lot of resistance.
I had better check the tube placement. Do I hear breath sounds on both sides of the chest?
Breath sounds are decreased on the right.
When I pull the endotracheal tube back a little, can I hear breath sounds on the right?
You had trouble moving the tracheal tube. It seemed to be stuck. And no, you still don't hear breath sounds on the right side of the chest.
Is his trachea in the midline?
It is deviated to the left.
I'll need to insert an 18-gauge needle in the second intercostal space midclavicular line to relieve the tension pneumothorax.
As you penetrate the pleural space, air is released.
I need to put in a chest tube now.
Describe the procedure.
The skin is anesthetized over the fifth or sixth rib, just anterior to the midaxillary line. An incision is made in the tissue overlying the bone. A clamp is passed over the superior margin of the rib to avoid the intercostal artery. The tube is then inserted into the thorax and attached to an underwater seal drainage system, using about 15 to 20 centimeters water pressure. The skin is repaired with interrupted sutures, with stay sutures to securely anchor the tube.
The patient's color has improved and the respiratory technician says it's easier to bag him now. The transvenous pacemaker tray is set up and the transcutaneous pacemaker is capturing. Do you still want to put in the transvenous pacer?
He needs a transvenous pacer. The transq may not hold him. Ideally, this should be done under fluoroscopy by a cardiologist. Let's see if we can't get one in soon. Otherwise, I'll have to put it in.
We'll get him on the phone. Do you want to order anything on this patient?
Yes, I'd like a chest x-ray. And I think we better get some blood gases, too.
Anything else?
Oh, yes, an ECG.
The patient's wife, Mrs. Payne, is in the waiting room, and she wants to know what's going on.
Mrs. Payne, I'm Dr. Brown. Your husband has apparently had a heart attack, and
is it bad, doctor?
I'm afraid it is. His heart stopped beating, and he needed a pacemaker. He also has a tube in his chest from a collapsed lung.
Can I talk to him?
He's unconscious, Mrs. Payne, but I'll let you go in to see him in a few moments. I would like to ask you a few questions first, if you don't mind.
All right, but I would like to see him soon.
Of course. Mrs. Payne, has your husband been ill lately?
No, not really. He's complained of feeling tired, and yesterday he took a lot of Pepto-Bismol. He said he had gas.
Is he taking medications?
Not now. He had a heart attack about 5 years ago, and the doctor put him on some medications. But he stopped taking them about 6 months ago. He said he felt fine and didn't need them anymore.
Does he have any allergies?
Don't give him morphine. He almost died from it 5 years ago when they gave it to him in the hospital. The nurse interrupts you at this point and tells you that the ECG, ABGs, and chest X-ray are back.
There's ST segment depression in V1 and V2 with large R waves in those leads. The blood gases look pretty good, but the PO2 is only 78. Put him on 100% oxygen and repeat the ABGs in 15 minutes. The chest X-ray is okay. Both tubes are where they should be, and the right lung is re-expanded. What are his vital signs now?
Blood pressure 118 over 70, pulse 75. The respiratory tech says he's breathing on his own now.
Okay, I'll need to talk with the cardiologist on call about this patient.
We'll get him on the phone for you. Is there anything else you want to do with this patient?
I never really did a good physical exam on him. I'd better do that now. First, I'll recheck his airway and breath sounds.
Airway is patent. Breath sounds are present bilaterally, but crepitant RALs are heard at the lung bases.
And the heart sounds?
What are you listening for?
Murmurs, gallop, rub. By the way, what does his monitor pattern look like now?
The monitor shows a paced rhythm which is regular. The rate is 70. There are no murmurs, no rub. An S4 gallop is heard at the cardiac apex.
Is there any neck vein distension or hepatojugular reflex?
No, there is not. The cardiologist, Dr. Hart, is on the phone.
Dr. Hart, this is Dr. Brown. I have a 58-year-old man here in the emergency department who presented with AV block. He arrested during the course of treatment and was resuscitated. At that time, he was in complete AV block, so I put a transcutaneous pacemaker on him. He also had a tension pneumothorax, which I suspect was a complication of chest compressions. That, too, has been treated.
Sounds like you've already done everything. Did you get an ECG on him?
Yes, I did, and there are findings of a posterior wall infarct.
Well, put him in the unit and I'll see him later.
Dr. Hart, I believe this patient should be seen by you as soon as possible. He needs transvenous pacing, and since he is stable at the moment, that could be done now using fluoroscopic or ECG guidance.
The cardiologist agrees to come now, but says he can't do anything about the pneumothorax.
I will call the thoracic surgeon and ask for a consult when we get a CCU bed for the patient.
This case is now over.